Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up. Get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcoming you to the first hour of our Super Bowl Sunday Go Seahawks edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up stream and the fastest way is go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And you can find us also on Facebook these days. And gosh, there's I've run into some wonderful things of educational pages about animals that are coming up on my feeds, and really great stuff about wildlife and birds and taking care of stuff during the winter. But anyway, it's all over the Animal World Facebook page now, and just really, really good stuff. And the post that I needed to understand why I had adult birds packing the empty nests during the cold spell we had a couple weeks ago, because wrens find places to huddle up, and it explains that in one of these posts. And my little wren tits, there's these they're these tiny little brown birds, and they're so cute. And they were just overloading the nest in the middle, you know, at night. And I couldn't. Anyway, I was, what are the birds doing in flycatcher nests in the wintertime? And then, of course, this post explained everything. And so you got to check those out. It's a good reason to look at Facebook if you don't often. And there's some other good news on Facebook, too. But we'll get to all of that. Anyway, let's get the table set so everybody can participate. It is the second Sunday of February, aside being Super Bowl Sunday. It's our energy balancing show. So it is, see if I get this right this time, it is Best Bioenergetic Synchronization Technique and Energy Code Sunday. And that means our wonderful best practitioner, Linda Rasmussen, is here today. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Martha.
And besides Linda, you know, we always have somebody. We usually have Bigfoot in the house, but Nathan is not with us today because Nathan popped on a plane on Friday and headed back east to celebrate his niece's birthday for the weekend. So he's doing this weekend back. I think he's in Kentucky, but I can tell you right now, wherever he is, there's a lot of snow, because I have a picture he sent me Friday night. Say, you want me to pack up a bunch of this stuff and bring it home? And it's like, yeah, fill up the plane. We need the snow cap in the mountains. So anyway, it's really snowy back there. And the picture I have is of feet of snow. So there's a lot of snow back there. So filling in for Nathan. And what I understand is a brand new Seahawks sweatshirt shirt here. Yeah, conference champions. So that would be David Brown. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Martha.
And so you are the one that has to be here during all the celebrations today. So you got to keep the station on the air and all of that. Yeah. I don't imagine there's many people down there. There's not usually many people there on Sunday anyway. But
no,
I'm sure
there isn't.
Off.
Yeah,
the way everybody's off celebrating.
Yeah, the way my schedule will be, maybe I'll be home in time for the second half.
I was just going to ask you because, you know, it's your job to keep the station going and all of that. How long do you have to physically stay in the station?
Physically till 4 o'clock.
Okay. Well, I thought so. I guess we ought to get everybody up on the schedule for today because, you know, there's Seahawks stuff going. I mean, there's Super Bowl stuff going on all day, you know, and all the hype and stuff. I think it airs on regular television on NBC. They're also the channel that's running the Olympics. And if you've been distracted by all kinds of other stuff, like I kind of have been, I just kind of figured out that the Olympics started yesterday.
Perfect timing.
And with the Seahawks and all of that, I kind of not on top of it like I have been. But they're airing on NBC2. There's something we I just saw it on my news feed because I was watching skiing, downhill stuff and some of the trick stuff, and that's what I was doing last night while I was doing show. Anyway, I was watching some of that stuff, but the we need to get our prayers together. I don't know, David, you might be able to come up with something different, but here's the headline. Lindsey Vonn, you know, she's our great downhill skier, crashes seconds into downhill run, airlifted by helicopter. She put it all out there. So, and there's a picture of someone being airlifted out of, you know. Something obviously... it's serious enough that she had to be airlifted out of there. So you want to put all our prayers together for Lindsey Vonn and healing and whatever's necessary for her. So that stuff's going on. But you like animal TV? Hey, this is your day.
The puppy bowl.
Well, we got just the animals in the news. We got all kinds of stuff that happened this. Well, the first thing I will catch you. Groundhog Day was Monday, so we missed it because we were here the day before. But apparently, so did Punxsutawney Phil and all of that because apparently he didn't see his shadow. So, or whatever, whatever he did, we're having 6 more weeks of winter, and I'm hoping that's the case, because, you know, we don't have a snowpack. We need more snow. We'll talk about that in a moment, because I'm not sure what the heck's going on with the weather, but I did check, I was looking for all the, after Groundhog Day, and we found out we're having more winter. Then the next event this week was the big Westminster Dog Show. Anybody paying attention to that? Well, hey, we had a girl one this time. We had a female Doberman Pinscher. Penny is her name. So Penny the Doberman Pinscher won Best in Show at Westminster. All right, so then that catches up with today. We still got good animal TV on Saturday nights because we got Dr. Jeff, Rocky Mountain Vet, and Dr. D, Alaska Vet, and I've decided that Dr. D is the Dr. Jeff of Alaska. Now we just need one of the two of them in every state of the country, and we'll be good with veterinary medicine. Last week I could tell you where the puppy bowl was. So I hadn't figured out where the kitten bowl was. Well, there are kitten bowls today, and I discovered a new channel last night because when I was searching for kitten bowl, it started. Well, actually, the kitten bowl it's airing now because it's 12 noon Eastern time, so that would be 9 a.m. our time on the Great American Family Channel. I've never heard of that. I mean, I guess there's a gazillions of cable channels and stuff, and I just don't understand all of this stuff. But I do have a remote that's voice activated, so when I don't know the channel of something, I can say, you know, Great American Family Channel, and wouldn't you know, I have it. It's on my TV. So anyway, starting all day long, the Great American Family Channel, and if I can get it, you probably can too, is Kitten Bowl all day. Now, then Animal Planet has their official puppy bowl, and that starts at 2 p.m. Eastern time. So that's that 1, 12, that's 11 our time. And then the puppy bowl's on there. But then I discovered all day today on the Discovery Channel is all puppy bowl all day long. So if you want puppies and all of that stuff and no football, Discovery Channel is the place to be. So puppy bowls and kitten bowls going on pretty much all day long for our puppy and kitten lovers. All right, so David, I'm real confused by this weather, and because you know it's been absolutely gorgeous during the week, but you know my concern, of course, is our snowpack. And I had thought the weather was supposed to start to turn and was supposed to be rainy and get really cold today, but so far today, it rained more yesterday and from where I was, but it is not actually, it has been raining here. It's not actually raining right at the moment, but it's not as cold as I thought it was going to be, because I thought the weather said that we were going to get snow in the mountains with this rainy spell we've got coming in, and it might be more winter-like this week. But what can you tell us about the weather, David?
Well, it looked like it rained here earlier and because the ground's wet, but it's not raining now. It's only it's actually supposed to be, you know, cloudy, and actually the sun's supposed to come out later. But as I say, by the time kickoff rolls around, it'll be sunny with a slight chance of rain, highs in the mid-50s, and then the rain will come in tonight.
So that's here.
Yeah.
What about San Francisco? I had heard that was going to be for the Super Bowl about 65 and pretty nice.
That I haven't heard about. Let me type that in here really quick.
And, I got to tell you guys, if I'm totally discombobulated or am not quite with everything, that's because I have some really good news that has been challenging. You know, I've been talking to you guys about giving my phone number out all over the place because business has been, you know, had just tanked this whole year. It's just been going downhill. I haven't worked as little in the last 6 months than forever. And I did explain to you last month, I figured out some things that I was doing in that I very much understand the flow of energy and spiritual law and, what you put out, you get back and tithing and all of that. And I had let myself slide on that. I've learned this lesson over and over again, hopefully for the last time this time. But the end of December, I caught up on my tithing and I started to clean my office. I found my abundance sticks. And anyway, I did some things that really shifted things. And I know that, you know, Natasha has talked to us astrologically that this year is a big year for everybody and changes and figuring out what you're going to do and all of that. But anyway, everything shifted for me dramatically the first day of January. And the doors, it's like the floodgates opened and business just started flowing again. And building. It took a couple weeks, you know, for me to catch up with it and get scheduled. But I am now, I'm over busy. I mean, I'm so grateful. I'm not complaining here. I'm just telling you guys what's going on. Because when you're my age, you get up here and get older. If you don't do the same thing for a while, when you start doing it again... It doesn't just work quite as easy. So, you know, me and my body, I've been used to working this much. And I am as busy now as I was during the pandemic. And I'll tell you what, I'm exhausted. And I'm having days here where I don't know what day it is. I don't know what time it is. And I was thinking about last night, I'm in the middle of doing these, and I'm getting the best clients and cases and dog cases. I'm getting really complicated, really weird stuff with dogs. You know, you would think if I've been doing this for 60 years that, you know, you've been there, done that, you've seen it all. I'm seeing stuff I've never seen before and things that don't. And so I get into figure stuff and I get into these sessions That's what I love. And I realized I get in these sessions. I don't know where I am. I don't know what day it is. I'm just so into this. But anyway, that's my excuse. Okay. So if I mess up the show, that's because I'm just really tired and I really don't know which end is up a lot of the time. But I'm so grateful to have the work and all of that. But be patient with me if you need to talk to me and bug my voicemail if you need stuff, because I'm really, really grateful that I have the work on all these great challenging cases, and I've had to overbook myself with some emergency cases. But by golly, save some dogs, you know, saved a dog's life, you know, is... I'm going crazy. I'm taking him back. No. I'll change things. I'll see you tomorrow. And we saved the dog. Anyway, very good. So I guess we're looking at, did you find out what's going on in the weather down in
Yeah, Super it's about territory? It's about the same here, dear. The sun will come out later, partly cloudy to partly sunny, you know, mid-60s, right around, you know, the time that hopefully we have a kickoff return for a touchdown like we did a couple weeks ago.
Oh, wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah, it would.
That would be really great. Well, I will be thinking of that. But the good news is you don't have to worry about missing the Super Bowl, because that doesn't start. I think the kickoff's around 3:30, isn't that?
Yeah, kickoff is around 3:30 or between like 3:30 and 3:40 by the time they do all the ceremonies and all the coin flip and all that jazz.
So you can comfortably stay here with Animal World this morning, and because it's our energy balancing show, Linda is here, and we would love to hear from you during the show today. Linda will be doing remote treatments for you human animals, but we're also have got a way now that we do both. You, the human animal, and your animal friends kind of at the same time. So when Linda does work with you, it takes a little bit more time because she's got to clear the human. But, you know, I've always taught what I call the human to animal transference, that, you know, what goes on with our animals isn't just them, because they pick up, process, and will reflect back what's going on with us and the normal flow of energies from human to animal. Okay, so Linda takes advantage of that by working with the human and then bringing your animals in, and we're, you know, definitely when we've been looking at this, that the animals are positively affected in this way. So. Any of you that were with us last month, if Linda worked with you and your animal friends, we'd love to hear from you and see if how that worked out. And we would love you all to call in today for treatments. And then the other thing to know is that we have a little bit different way of dealing with your phone calls when Linda is working with you, because in the past, she would be giving you suggestions and things to think and what to do with your eyes and your mind and your breathing. And I would repeat that while she was working so that we didn't have dead air. Well, some people found that distracting, so we thought we'd try to figure out a better way to do that. So now we've got some light music beds that David will play while Linda's working on you and your animals. And we want to know, how's that working for all of you? Do you like this better? Do you like the music? Doing it? Only got one report last month of Johnny, and so I know you're listening. Got your report, but we can't do anything to creatively mess with the music until Nathan comes back. So we will be using the same music that we did last month. But want to hear from you again, Johnny, if you have the same feelings that you did with last month's show, because we're trying to work it out so that it is comfortable for everyone. Did that make sense, you guys? All righty. So, golly, looks like, yes, Linda.
Could I, this would be a good time for me to say that the music we're using in the music beds.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah.
Is written and performed by Kevin McLeod at incompetech.com.
Kevin MacLeod, we thank you for the music. And I'm glad you remember. See, that's something I spaced because I'm tired. I totally forgot we had to. We want to give him credit. So I'm glad you remember. Okay. Lots of other little things to talk about, but I'm looking at the clock. Bigfoot isn't here to stomp around, get mad at us, and David's pretty easy, but let's make it easy on Daisy, David, and stay on schedule. So that means we're going to take care of advertisers here on schedule. Then we will come back, and Johnny, it's time to go to church with Aunt Martha. We're going to do our start the show with our prayers and affirmations, and then phone lines will be open, and you guys can write down the numbers if you'd like to call in. Local number 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. But we'll officially start the show first after we run our ads. And then we hope that you'll have to let us know if there's anybody out there. Otherwise, it might just be us, you guys. You never know. All right, stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? Running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Accutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Stacy, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are just getting rolling on our Super Bowl Sunday Go Seahawks edition of Animal World, and it is our energy balancing show. Linda Rasmussen is here. Nathan is off back east celebrating niece's birthday, so David Brown is here, keeping us on track and everything working properly. And so, by the way, David, if anything goes wrong, you can blame Nathan.
Oh, it's don't worry, fault. I will.
Oh, that's funny. All right. It is time to officially start the show. And if you haven't been there for that, I do that by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many years. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And because it's Sunday and I can, I start with a couple of little Saint Francis prayers. One for us human animals and one for our animal friends. And then we have a whole pile of affirmations that have come from one member of our animal family or another, and I've chosen them for their life-altering potential. So you can join me and say these prayers or affirmations along with me. You can use them daily in your life as I do, or you can opt out. It's not like dancing and spreading love around the planet when we do Love Train at 10 and 11. Dancing's required. But prayers and affirmations, you can opt out. I always think, what's wrong with that? Doesn't that sound a little weird? Anyway, you can opt out if you want to. Here we go. I start with the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. Alrighty, now for us human animals, it is the St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen, shanti, shanti. All righty. Now we get to our affirmations, and the first affirmation comes from my spiritual family, a spiritual assignment for me. Years ago, said, say it out loud 3 times in a row, every day for a week, see what happens. I'm still doing it. It's phenomenal. It really does shift the energy in your life. So here we go 3 times. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. All right, affirmation number 2 actually comes from Linda Rasmussen. So you'll find out when she works with one of you human animals out there. She usually gives you an affirmation to keep the energy going and so forth. That's where this one came from, and so many were doing it and telling me about it. It shifted our lives. I started doing it. I'm still doing it. And it really makes a huge difference in shifting energy. And you can adjust the effects of the shifts. When I say abundance in this affirmation, imagine the type of abundance that you want to attract in your life. You can just, could be generic abundance and everything. It could be financial or, the whole affordability thing, whatever. Just imagine in your mind. And that's how you kind of focus the energy. All right. Here we go 3 times. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. Alrighty, now this next one comes from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, but the Italian division. And this is the affirmation I use to kind of try to be in the best balance to go out in the world. I also do this for my animal friends. Here we go 3 times. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. Whew, alrighty. Now, this next one comes from next week's guest. That would be Natasha Venter, our communicator and medium psychic gal. And this is the one that I use for me and my animals to try to stay in balance with all this crazy energy going on. Okay, here we go. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now, my body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. All right, and then our last longer affirmation here comes from Ananda Worldwide. It is the Ananda Warrior of Light affirmation. And boy, do we need this one. We need it all around our country. We need it all around the world. So, the sending love and light everywhere. Here we go. God's light is within me and around me. With a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Boom, shanti, shanti. All righty, now to wrap this whole ball up together and seat this energy in us for the day and the week, it's Dr. Nell's contribution. Yeah, his energy is still here. And cross your hands over your heart, cross your chest, and repeat with me, I trust, I trust, I trust. Ah. All righty. Woo. I always feel like, okay, we could stop now. Well, the energy is really nice. And let's see. It's an exciting day, and I don't know if y'all are planning on watching the Super Bowl and stuff, but I was thinking, reminding what we were doing, the affirmations and so forth, and you know, really try to elevate the energy and keep us, you know, and the higher energies, love and light and peace and joy, all the other stuff going on around here, that's the lower stuff that's on its way out. We got and all of that, but. You know, it's so important for us to focus on the higher levels and the higher energies. And I'm not a big enough, you know, football junkie that, you know, I have to watch the Super Bowl and that sort of stuff. And I usually pay attention, you know, but when our team's in there and it's such a big deal, it's kind of like, well, you know, then they got my attention. So, but I'm not only, you know, the other reasons for watching the Super Bowl, hopefully it'll be another great game with the Seahawks. But, you know, everybody, you watch for the commercials because sometimes they have really good, you know, commercials. But then there's the whole halftime show, and that's a big thing here. And we can talk about it because the headliner is right up our alley, Bad Bunny. So we got our bunny friends now today. I have to admit, before this whole Super Bowl and all this stuff and because when the NFL announced that he was going to do the halftime show, then politically the right guy all flipped their cookies and all of this. Not to go into all of those details, but I didn't really know who he was, or I didn't realize, you know, he's like one of the biggest artists in the world and really, really popular these days. And he is Puerto Rican by heritage. But it also means he's an American citizen, you know, so all of that. And anyway, there's a big hoopla over all of this. But the intention that my understanding is that the halftime show that Bad Bunny's going to do is going to be the theme of bringing everybody together and all of it. And so I'm really looking forward to that. And of course, now I've watched him win all kinds of awards, and he is like one of the most popular artists on the planet right now. But he's all about this love and light, and you know, and we're all part of the same whole. So anyway, I'm just hoping it's going to be as wonderful as it sounds like, and that maybe, you know, it'll be a reason to put everything else aside and realize that we are all part of the same whole, and we do a whole lot more, you know, if we work together in love and light instead of all the other stuff. So there you go. That's my soapbox. Let's spread the love and the light and encourage camaraderie. And let's be gentle with each other. There we go. All righty. I do have some good news. Some follow-up good news. Let's see. I think she was with us on the last energy show. But you all know our Whispering Dragon Center, our premier sound healer, Jude Ponton. And Linda, she was with us some last month, I think,
yeah.
Because her kitty Moon Pie had all of a sudden got seriously ill, and it was really serious. But and of course, we reported the unfortunate part is that Moon Pie did not make it through the episode. We had to help her leave her body, and it was just an incredibly sad experience. I mean, obviously for Jude and losing her beloved kitty friend, but I was very close to this cat too and was her only other really human friend and stuff, and it was really hard. And so then Jude really was so hopeful in finding a new kitty friend, you know, having lost her husband, you know, to COVID 5 years ago. And her animals are her, you know, her family and her life. And she has her wonderful shanty dog, standard poodle, with her, but really missing a cat friend. So we connected with Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland, and Marilyn, who is here the first Sunday of every month with our Meow Cat Rescue reports and so forth. And so Marilyn got on it. Well, guess what? Couldn't believe it. I can't. Yeah, I knew what was going down, but I didn't think anything happened yesterday until I got home. Oh God, see, now I'm gonna cry. Here I go. Well, you know, I practically cry every show anymore. Yeah. Anyway, I came home and I was really tired. It was a long day, a long session, and I came home and I turned on Facebook and looked, and lo and behold, there is Jude's picture with her brand new kitty. And so Jude found her kitty yesterday, or Marilyn found the right kitty for Jude, and she's a little kind of Torby. Tabby, but with a little orangey, so that kind of a Torby color. And she had another name that, but Marilyn said she didn't know her name anyway. But Jude's calling her Bodie, you know, for the Bodie tree, being really stable. And anyway, and picked her because she loves dogs and she's a real snuggle bug. So this is really fun. Jude brought her home, you know, yesterday, and I told her, I said, well, you know, just bring her in, set the carrier down, and so that Magic can kind of sniff around. That's so Shanti, the dog, can sniff around. And I said, then she has kind of this little pod thing that's bigger than a crate, and, you know, a wire mesh or a mesh around the side that you can put a cat in and enclose them. And I said, then put her in the pod so that they can sniff each other and stuff, which they did. And then Jude took her back in the bedroom where she set up, you know, her litter box and all of that, and set her up in there, but left the door open because she went right under the bed right away. But then put her, you know, she went under the bed, and, you know, and most of the time you're talking, at least even with confident social kitties, you know, you're talking a few days to adjust and all of that. And so she's going through that, but it didn't take too long. Jude went and sat down, that pretty soon little Miss Bodie came marching down the hall looking around, and Linda, you know what she did? She walked right up to Shanti, this big black standard poodle, and started bumping and rubbing her. And I just, oh, I'm so delighted, because on Friday when I saw Jude and Shanti, I told Shanti, I said, Shanti, you are getting a kitten. We're getting a kitten for you, because she's never been able to sniff a cat butt. Moon Pie hated cats, and they never were together. And poor Shanti's a dog that's never been able to sniff a cat butt. Well, she's going to be able to sniff a cat butt all she wants. And so I'm so thrilled for the dog. Now, Bodhi's taken a little bit more time to bond with Jude because she's picked the dog. Anyway, but it's really delightful. Shanti's going to have her own kitty friend, and Bodhi is adjusting pretty well. She keeps coming out to check, but something happens and she runs back in the bedroom. But it's really pretty amazing that in the first day, less than 12 hours, she's already, you know, was already out poking around. I, of course, don't know how last night went. And if she's, you know, that sort of thing. But they're in their adjustment period. So think good thoughts for Jude and Shanti and bonding with Bodhi Kitty and her joining the family. So now that led us, because before we started the show, before you guys were involved, Linda and I were chatting here, you know, on Zoom before the show started. And I told her about the good news about Jude and the kitty. And then that stimulated an idea. Linda had an idea of, because we always want to be prepared for things, you know, if we don't have phone callers and stuff that we have to talk about. And things are so volatile right now in the country, around the world, you know, and all that, the stuff. And a lot of people are very frustrated, very angry, and you know, and you can count me in the bunch of the frustration and with everything going on. But Linda had an idea of something that she could do with us as a group. And I'll kind of leave you up in the air about, oh, what could that be that relates to Jude and her kitty and the stuff. But Linda had a fabulous idea of a little ritual, a little process she can take us through, to kind of give us a way to bring ourselves out of that lower, darker stuff and into the brighter, lighter energy. Is that a way to describe maybe what we were talking about, Linda, and what you could do?
Yeah, our animal companions help us to connect. It's just really some wonderful energy of love and joy and all these other great things. So that's a good energy to tap into.
All right. So what we've got to do, looking at the clock, my gosh, Nathan will be shocked if we tell him that we were on time the whole first hour. that never happens. Anyway, we will take care of advertisers for the last time in this hour. Now, if there are any of you out there that would like your treatment with Linda for you and or your animal friends, now would be the time to pick up your call, because callers take priority. And if you call now, then we'll go to phone calls. But if nobody calls, then we're going to assume we don't know what's going on out there. And we'll talk a little bit about, I think, Linda, we'll take advantage of the time to talk more about bioenergetic synchronization technique, you know, best therapy and energy codes and what you do. And then we can move into maybe doing this little plan that you have. So anyway, if you guys would like to get a treatment now, pick up your phones. Local number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. So pick up your phones. Give us a call if you would like a treatment now. Otherwise, stay right where you are, because we're going to take care of advertisers and Animal World will continue straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hello, I'm Rob Spear.
And I'm Brenda Michaels. We're the hosts of Conscious Talk Radio.
We're excited to tell you that while we continue broadcasting right here on KKNW Fridays at 8 a.m., we're also on 880 a.m. Kixie Mondays at 3.
As always, we bring you the very best people we know of on the leading edge of new thought and practical knowledge.
We also share Conscious Minutes Fridays during the John Tesh Show on Kixie.
Remember, Conscious Talk Radio on Fridays at 8 a.m. on KKNW for fresh shows every week.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Hi, this is Nathan coming to you from behind the board, and today we have a very special encore presentation of Martha Norwalk's Animal World. From all of us in the Animal World family, we wish you all a happy weekend, and we look forward to being with you again on next week's live show from 9 a.m. to noon on Sunday, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and gosh, we're winding down the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World already. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Excuse me. And in this hour, we have heard from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. You know, there's the Blue Lotus Temple and Yoga Hall in Bothell on the Bothell Levitt Highway. And they have the Linwood Community and Heart Song Retreat and East West Bookshop in Edmonds. And their big class, Raja, the Art and Science of Raja Yoga, is coming up starting this month. And you can check everything out at anandawashington.org. And remember, we talked about Jude Ponton, our premier sound healer, and she is available for clients. And the Whispering Dragon Center is now in her home in Shoreline, so easy access, easy parking. So guess what? You might get to meet Bodhi if you go and have a session with Jude. And I bet Linda's excited. She'll get to meet, maybe get to meet Bodhi the next time you're in. At any rate, I can't wait for Friday when I'm going to go down and get to meet her. Check out whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook. And you can give Jude a call if you're interested in scheduling a session. She can see you in person or work with you remotely. The number to call is 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. And, of course, you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on. Please join our Animal World family of advertisers. We'd love to have you. You can shoot us an email if you're interested. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty then. That catches us all up. And David, phone didn't ring, huh?
Not yet. I almost want to just try my phone. Let's see. Is this thing on? No. Yeah, we haven't had any phone calls yet.
All right, you guys. We don't know if we're all by ourselves or, unless you guys call. Let us know you're out there. So, 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. All righty, Linda. So I call it anymore our energy balancing show, best bioenergetic synchronization technique and energy codes. So we mentioned that a lot, but we often don't go into detail about this. And I think for a little bit of background, and we might not get to the group healing sort of thing until the next hour, but I would wonder if my understanding's correct. Your brother is Dr. Nels, right?
Yes.
You know, and didn't Nels found or discovered or got it with the best therapy, bioenergetic synchronization technique. He got involved with that first. Isn't that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then because of his work with it and how wonderful and all of that stuff, then at some point you decided to become a best practitioner as well.
Yes.
Okay. So how long have you been doing this? How long?
Well, let's see. I took my first course, first level certificate in 2005, which to me doesn't sound like that long ago. And then I think about it and it's like, oh, that's like 21 years ago. So
it's amazing, isn't it? How fast time flies.
And there were three levels of education for bioenergetic synchronization technique or BEST. And I was really gung-ho because I don't know if other people have had this experience, but if you have, you will relate to the idea of as soon as I understood what was going on with this technique, there was no way I was not going to learn it. I mean, it was just like, I need this. And the interesting thing was at the time, it was only being taught to licensed chiropractors, and they were thinking about and starting to invite some naturopaths and massage therapists. And I was none of those things. And so.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, I don't think you were any of those things. So how the heck did you get involved? I
mean, well, basically, the determination on the organizational side of Mortar Health Systems, which Dr. M.T. Mortar Jr. was the creator of this technique.
And he was a chiropractor.
He was a chiropractor, the president of several chiropractic colleges, extremely
And I want to interject at this point, because often when I'm explaining to clients what you guys do,
mm-hmm.
you know, when you first start talking about it, it sounds like woo-woo stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I always say, because it's energetic, there's no issue with distance, so you can do it in person or remotely, and that throws people off. Mm-hmm. But what you're talking about right now is what grounds it into reality, in that anybody can learn to do this.
Yes.
Because, like, Linda, you went to class, you went to school
mm-hmm. yes.
to be instructed as to how mm-hmm. to do this.
Yes.
And that's what I want everybody to know. This is not weird or do stuff. And you don't have, this is a teachable science, if you will, or process. So now continue with your explanation.
So anyway, I continued through the other levels of education. I got my certificate of mastery in 2010. So, again, that sounds recent, but it's a while ago. And mastery really means that you're fully aware of the fact that you don't know everything. And at the same time, can stay in an open state with the people that you're working with and really invite that intuitive level of information to come through. And I did not learn this as a remote technique. That's something that Nels encouraged me to try, especially as, you know, the pandemic happened. And
okay. So once you became a best practitioner,
right,
you only worked with people in person.
Yes. Yeah. That's how I started, because that's how I was trained.
Right.
And then Nels let me know he was starting to work with people and animals, you know, on the phone. And I mean, we didn't know about Zoom. I don't even know if we knew about Skype back in the day.
Right.
But anyway,
right, yeah.
And I was like, wow. And I tried it a little bit with, you know, just various people, and it seemed to be quite effective. So then when we all had to stay home and away from each other, it was really great, because so many people were in a very upset state during that pandemic. And I just felt so good being able to help people during that time.
Yeah.
And I got extremely comfortable with working remotely. And of course, like everybody else, learned about Zoom, and also invited people to meet me on Zoom. So,
well, isn't that interesting? Because I didn't even realize that connection, that it was the pandemic that really got you doing the remote work and so forth.
Yeah, I was already doing remote work, but I wasn't doing it as my main activity. It was something, you know, because I had clients that had moved to Japan or Puerto Rico, and they still wanted treatment. And so I was like, well, let's just do it remotely then, you know, and we just continued with that practice. And
now,
so
there's still these days, like if I wanted to become a best practitioner, I could go to class, to school.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, and in as part of that education is the remote treatment. Do they teach remote?
Systems, as far as I know, which is the original organization, does not. Dr. Sue Mortar, who's one of the three Mortar adult children and chiropractors and best practitioners, formed her own institute, the Mortar Institute, and she developed further techniques. One of them is spiritual best, and she also developed a remote techniques. So I am also a follower of her and have been instructed by her as well.
Well, so is it fair to say that, like, Dr. Nils, because it sounded like, you know, he was started doing remote treatments. So he kind of, that was like his creation on his own, creating something new that working. So,
yeah.
I guess, you know, maybe haven't given him enough credit for being, you know, the innovative healer that he is. I always say that you and Dr. Nils are two of the best, the best tools I've added to my toolbox in 20 years, and are two of the most gifted healers I've ever met. And it still blows me away that anyone can learn how to do this.
Yes.
And it's very much like if you have a familiarity with Reiki.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that right? It's not the same.
No, it's not.
But it's the same.
It's energy work.
Energetic. It's energy work, and it's when, because energy work we are probably least familiar with of you know, healing, and it can really throw folks off and feel really weird. Like I just I had two. Let's see, because when I had a session yesterday, Saturday, and then on Thursday, both. Or what? Anyway, I've had a couple of clients. These dogs really need this, and would really speed things up. But for some folks, it's, you know, deer in the headlights, and so anyway, one of the ones that needs it the most, I've assigned her to watching YouTube Dr. Nell's channel, so that you can see the before and afters.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you first hear about it, it sounds weird, but it isn't. It's grounded in reality, and anyone can go to the school to learn it.
Mm-hmm.
And look, Linda is not even a chiropractor or doesn't have any other medical degrees, but she is a best practitioner and does this all the time.
Yeah.
So how phenomenal. So you then work out, you have an office space, an intra-space facility, which is in the old Rainier Brewery in Seattle area. So people can see you in person.
Yes.
Can also work with you remotely over the phone or Zoom. And I know I do sessions with you. I elect to stay home and work with you over the phone, because I mean, to me, I would love to do see you and work in person, but for me that means, you know, I'm out in Monroe Salton area, driving all the way down to the Intraspace facility, then getting a treatment, and then having to come all the way back, right, and all that seems to be kind of maybe defeats the purpose of getting the healing in the first place. So it works out well, I find, for me to do it at home, because wonderful energy of all of that isn't interrupted and gets a chance to seat.
Yes.
And then this best therapy, it can be helpful with physical problems, mm-hmm. or behavioral or emotional things.
Yeah.
You can work on pretty much kind of anything, can't you?
Yeah, well, it's our central nervous system. It's the brain that we are releasing these trauma patterns and rebalancing. And so it's a very comprehensive balancing. It's not a symptom-directed practice. So obviously people would seek out a best practitioner very likely because something hurts or isn't working. And, you know, that's their desire to feel better. And the really amazing thing is you work on the whole system to balance, and that causes the release of whatever was causing the pain pattern in the body. So again, I don't diagnose. I don't have any ability to diagnose anything. If people come in and tell me they have a condition, I just take it on face value. It doesn't mean anything to me that they have that.
Right, because you don't treat or diagnose.
No.
Often knowing what's going on with the person or whatever can be helpful in you directing what to think about and so forth, that helps you tune in. But basically, you're just tuning into the physical body and doing what it tells you it needs.
Actually, right? I'm not even tuning into body. I'm tuning into the innate intelligence that is that person. So it's more like a inquiry into the non-conscious.
All right, we are going to time this conversation out at the moment because it is time to get ready for the love train. Now, we're going to do that for the top of the hour. When we come back, start the second hour, we will pick up this conversation because we're getting to the interesting part now where Linda can really explain how these things work. And then we'll go into our little healing special that we're going to do, that Linda's going to do for all of us. As long as we don't get any phone calls. So we're going to continue with all of this but if you would like a treatment anytime, you can pick up your phone and call. You could do that during the top of the hour here, and we can take your calls first before we go back to our discussion. So it really is up to all of you and whether or not you want to call in for treatment. So if you do, pick up your phone. Local number, 425-373-5527, 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. All right, so we are going to fire up the love train, and you don't get to opt out on this one. Dancing is required. So we got to get our energy up because, all right, otherwise we're going to be just sitting and watching the Super Bowl and stuff all day. So we want to get a little bit of exercise, get our juices flowing for the day, and I always energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayer just to give us a little more extra spiritual juice. So here we go with that. O infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up. So stay right where you are, everybody. Love train is next, and more with Linda Rasmussen straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.